Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And we have a brand new member of the Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. This is his second visit on the show, so that makes him a member of our Brain Trust. He's become a good friend of ours. George Hoffman is Executive Vice President for Business Banking at Zions Bank. And as you know, I'm broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, Utah, out here working with the good folks at Zions Bank. We're going to be speaking to a lot of their small business owners, small business customers this week. George Hoffman, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Thank you for inviting us out.
Oh, I hope you have a good time out here. We got a little bit of rain, but other than that, should be some pretty good times.
But you know, I'm looking at the mountains out to the east here, and the clouds are rolling across the mountains, and it's kind of a neat image. And so maybe the clouds will roll on out of here, but regardless, we're going to have a good time this week. And one of the things I wanted you to do, George, for us right now is give us your take on how it's different in 2005, in the 21st century. How are things different between bankers and small businesses than they were, say, 5 or 10 years ago? What's the difference these days?
I think the fundamental difference is just the evolution of technology. I mean, we're instead of pushing pencils, we're pushing ideas and concepts and thoughts. And small businesses need to finance those, and we as bankers need to figure out how do we do that? How do we take an idea, an intellectual concept, and turn it into something that's adequate collateral for us that we can fund the growth of the company?
That's got to be the big singular challenge for banks and small businesses, of course, because banks are where we get our working capital. That's got to be the singular biggest challenge for this partnership between small businesses and banks is how do you guys collateralize intellectual property? I mean, as you know, George, one of my favorite things to ask a banker is how do you file a UCC on a website? And I still haven't heard anybody no one's ever told me how they're going to do that, George.
We fortunately haven't had to do that one yet, and I don't honestly know how to do it. And I don't know how you file a UCC on music that you can download.
Exactly. Remind the audience what a UCC is.
UCC is a filing where rather than taking a property and putting a trust deed on it, you take equipment or inventory, and you put a lien on the property so that it perfects the bank and allows it, in the event of a default, to have a secondary way out.
It's essentially a mortgage on a non-real asset.
That's correct.
Non-real estate asset.
Uh-huh.
But George, as we know, a lot of small businesses make a lot of their revenue off of the e-commerce part of their website, and many of them, because of what they're doing online, they actually don't have any inventory. Their equipment is fairly, there's not a lot of equipment there. There's certainly not enough fixed assets, hard assets, to collateralize the kind of money that's needed, the kind of capital that's needed to build out a website, to develop content, develop intellectual property, and so that's the real challenge that both of us have, isn't it?
It is. It's something that I don't see getting easier. I see it getting tougher. I mean, more and more small businesses with the speed of the delivery services, inventory is a thing of the past.
That's right. Just-in-time inventory took the place of just-in-case inventory. And I do believe, George, that just-in-time inventory is one of the single reasons why the recessions that we've had over the last 20 years or so, 25 years, have been milder And it's because we haven't had to build up an inventory. But as you say, more and more, it's, I don't know what the next term is going to be, but it's something beyond just-in-time inventory, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it gets faster and faster every day. The purchasing power of the consumer now using technology is so great that it represents probably the biggest challenge for the small business is keeping up with the big guy in terms of delivering an electric product online.
Right. George, we're going to have to take a break. Folks, when we come back, there's another member of this partnership between small businesses and bankers, and that's the regulators. And they pull a lot of chains. And when we come back, I'm going to ask George to tell us, what do the regulators have to do to become part of the solution instead of part of the problem? 20 till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Through my window today. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're broadcasting live from Salt Lake City. And George Hoffman is Executive Vice President for Business Banking at Zions Bank, who is my host out here this week as we're out here to work with the small businesses in the Salt Lake City area. And looking forward, George, to being with you and all of your customers and your prospects tomorrow and also Friday down in St. George. We're going to have a great time.
We're excited, really, Jim, to have you lend your knowledge to the small business banking community out here in Utah.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I hope we're going to do some good things. George, I was talking about this partnership. We've been talking about this partnership between small businesses and banks. My audience knows this, and I didn't have to tell them that when we need money, the money comes from banks. Our profits aren't great enough number to fund our growth. Typically, we aren't really all that sophisticated at getting investment capital into our businesses. And so the best money, the best location, the best source for us to get working capital is from banks. And so it's really important that small businesses develop a partnership with banks and vice versa. But there's this other member of the partnership that's kind of like a ghost partner almost, at least it seems that way to small businesses sometimes, George, and that's the regulators. Aren't we going to have to talk to the regulators in order to bring them into this 21st century relationship? Some of the things they require of you, it seems to me, are going to have to be modified in order for you to meet the demands of the 21st century small business customer.
The regulators, Jim, really walk an interesting two-sided road. First and foremost, they're there to protect the depositor. And small businesses, for us, represent about 50% of our deposit base. So
right.
they're looking out after the funds that the businesses have accumulated. And secondly, they're out to look after and actually are advocates for the small business. They regulate what we do. They protect how banks interact with small business, and they focus and make sure that we're doing our share of CRA.
But if you're going to be able to find a way to collateralize a website, if you're going to be able to find a way to use intellectual property as collateral and to be able to loan money to a small business, the regulators are going to have to be part of that, aren't they?
Yeah, they come in and they look at the way we structure a loan, and you know they bless it or they tell you that you got your head screwed on wrong.
Yeah. Well, I do know that they have the ability to jerk some chains that can make it tough on banks and small businesses. And
they have the ability to come into a bank and say you're in a line of business, you're acting in such a way that you represent too much risk, we want you to cease and desist doing what you're doing right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And that could be either period or it could be with that customer.
Uh-huh.
Stop doing business with that customer because you don't have the right collateral. You're upside down. You're not properly secured with this piece of credit. And that's the reason why, as we move away from things that have serial numbers and towards things that are intellectual property, they're going to have to be part of the solution. And I'm going to be looking forward. I'm looking forward to hearing what that's going to look like. George, I want to change horses a minute and talk about a document that you created that I really am excited about. I'm very proud that you guys did this. I've got a copy of it, and it's called Healthy Business Guide, and you're going to give this to all of your customers this week, and I want you to tell us a little bit about why you guys decided to develop it and what's in it.
You know, we have something called advisory boards that are scattered throughout the footprint that we serve, and those boards are made up of small business people who help tell us what they need. And what they say is the small business person wears so many different hats and has so many different responsibilities that they sometimes don't even know what questions to ask, let alone where to go look to get the answers.
We don't have enough heads to put those under all those hats, do we?
No. So what they said is give us a roadmap. Give us 8 or 10 things that we ought to be doing, that if we're not doing, we at least will know to come and ask you the question.
Right.
And so we put together a group of people and said, okay, and we actually had some small businesses involved and said, okay, let's design sort of the 8 or 10 absolutes. These are must-haves. It's got, you know, it's HR, it's having a great accountant, it's having a good CPA, it's having a relationship with a banker. Looking at different types of insurance, what do you need? How do you protect your employees and how do you protect yourself? And we put together kind of a, I guess it's probably 20-page how-to guide. And then my bankers will come out and sit down with the small business and go through each of the sections that's appealing to that business and help guide them through so that we're a resource for people instead of just somebody that takes their money.
Well, see, folks, this is what you heard me talk about many times on the show before over the years, and that is that bankers have got to get outside of their panel walls. They've got to get out into the field. They've got to get out and look and sit across the desk, or actually come around beside the business owner, the small business owner customer, and come around beside them in their desk and help them. George, small businesses are more sophisticated today than ever before. We still got a ways to go, especially when it comes to the financial part of our business, and especially when it comes to working with bankers. And this kind of document, the kind of relationship you guys are building, is a good, important direction that I see bankers moving in, and I want to congratulate you on that. When we come back, we got more to come with our friend George Hoffman. He's Executive Vice President with Zions Bank. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Back at 7-2, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend George Hoffman. George, you got hundreds, count them, maybe over 1,000 small business owners who are gonna gaggle together tomorrow to see if they can't learn some things about how to do a better job of running their business and how to build a better banking relationship with their banker. Congratulations on Zions Bank making that available for free for these folks out here.
So a way of celebrating the fact that the largest employer of people in our nation, small business, are out there. They're taking their capital and gambling that they can make an idea turn into something that's creative and profitable for them. And it's just fun to be part of the equation.
Yeah. Small businesses are so fun. We're so huggable. We're so lovable. I bet it's like a dream come true for a banker like you to do business with us, isn't it, George?
You know, Jim, we've watched a number of people that have started out with 10 cents in their pocket and an idea, and we've grown them to the point that they've become too big a company for us to bank anymore.
Yeah, they've outgrown you. Isn't that a great story?
It's a great story. We're a pretty big bank. I mean, we get outgrown about $50 million in loans.
Wow. Well, you know, the thing about it, somewhere along the way, George, somebody had to give somebody credit for character, didn't they?
Character is the key to any small business.
Isn't that one of the big challenges, though, for any bank? You talked about technology. The more banks have approval, credit approval technology available to them, isn't the big challenge knowing how to take that information, those numbers, those sterile numbers that the computer spits out, and blending that with what you know about the customer? Isn't that the challenge?
That's the challenge. But I mean, if you got a cadre of good bankers, and we do, that are out in the field, that are out visiting the plants and visiting the offices, and spending a half a day learning what the small business is about, having that small business show the banker, here's what's important, and then, you know, in that show and tell, developing a relationship.
And having the banker showing the small business owner how what they've got to have and what the banker has to do to help them to make sure that they can keep their customers happy, their investors happy, the regulators happy. You guys have got a big job too. You have to let us know, as you've done in your book here, the one we mentioned earlier. You have to let us know what's expected of us to help you.
We're not much different than the investor, other than the fact that if it's a success, we get less return. But we probably have as much. We generally have as much capital invested in the company as the investors in the company does.
Hey, you know, George, of all the people, I wake up in the middle of the night worrying about, bankers are not one of them. George, you've got something under 10 million small business owners listening to you right now around the world, and they're at your knee. What would you? I've got about a minute and a half left. What kinds of what would you say is the most important thing that they need to know when it comes to dealing with a bank?
I think they need to know that the relationship and the trust factor that they build and the banker builds is the most important thing. In a tough time, a bank will work through things with you. It'll be right at your side if they trust you and if they understand that you're shooting square. The second they get a sense that you're not shooting square, that banker's pulling its money.
One of my favorite things to say about banking relationships is that an uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
Nope. You got a banker that's on the run when he's scared.
Yeah. And they really have no choice, do they?
Well, they don't, because they've got people looking over their shoulders. They've got their boss, their regulator. And if you don't have an answer, the worst thing to be as a banker is not to have an answer on why a company's not hitting the numbers.
Right.
Hitting the numbers is less important than understanding why you're not hitting them.
Well, it's less important than telling the banker that you're not going to hit the numbers.
Yeah. It's okay to tell your banker you're not hitting the numbers if you know why.
Right. Well, the thing is, I tell my audience that when things are going well, hold your banker close. When they're not going well, hold him closer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. George, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you for having us out here. We're going to have a great time this week. You're going to introduce us the rest of the week to some of your customers, aren't you?
I am. We're going to have customers on. We're even trying to get the editor of the Deseret News on.
All right. I like that. Thank you, George, for all this and for having us out here. And thank you for a good job today.
Thanks, Tim.
George Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of our Brain Trust, East Resilience Bank. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live, Salt Lake City. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.